weather at 5 minutes past eight. I'm Brian Dobson. Good evening. In Belfast, two youths and a soldier are in a serious condition after a shooting incident in the grounds of the Royal Victoria Hospital this afternoon when shots were fired at a stolen car. Police had chased the car to West Belfast, and when it entered the hospital grounds, an army foot patrol tried to stop it. One soldier was hit by the speeding car, other soldiers fired at it. The car crashed, severely injuring the two youths inside, and one of them also has serious bullet wounds. 29 people have been arrested in police swoops in Belfast, Derry, Armagh and East Tyrone. Their arrests follow months of investigation into terrorist crimes, attributed both to the IRA and the Irish National Liberation Army. They also follow recent finds of arms and explosives. A Dundalk man, James Adrian Johnson, has appeared at the Special Criminal Court in Dublin, charged with having a pistol in the bedroom of his home yesterday. Three others arrested with him are still being questioned. The Minister for Energy, Michael O'Leary, has said that the Kinsale gas pipeline to Belfast is the kernel for economic cooperation between North and South. Mr. O'Leary said the gas should be in Dublin by the end of this year and will be piped to Belfast in 1983. At a press conference in Dublin this afternoon, former Westminster MP Bernadette McCallisky officially launched her election campaign. She's standing as a candidate for People's Democracy in the Dublin North Central constituency, Mr. Hawhey's constituency. Mrs. McCallisky said that her aim was to work for a united, independent and socialist Ireland. In Galway, thousands of farmers have been demonstrating against falling incomes. They say that they want County Galway to be declared an underprivileged area in order to qualify for EEC grants. The president of the Irish Farmers Association, Donal Cashman, has said that his organisation will be doing everything in its power to make farming a major issue in the election. The four-year-old dispute at the Post Office Central Sorting Office in Sheriff Street, Dublin, is over. The dispute has held up the modernisation of parcel post service and caused long delays in parcel deliveries in Dublin and elsewhere. Laker Airways have collapsed. The airways, which pioneered cheap travel across the Atlantic, bringing the United States within reach of thousands of people who'd never thought of it possible, can't meet their debt. At a board meeting beginning at 3 o'clock this morning, Laker's London headquarters, 6 hours later came the statement announcing the company's closure. Laker's SkyTrain has already stopped flying, and all Laker planes have been grounded. A receiver appointed to handle the airline's affairs has said that the 2,500 staff will still be paid for the moment. Many of them are said to be shattered. The British businessman Andrew Pike, who was released last week after serving 17 months in an Iranian jail, has been reunited with his wife in Athens. He's said to be in good health. He and his wife are expected to return to Britain shortly. Mr. Pike was arrested 17 months ago for alleged financial irregularities in his company, but he was never brought to trial by the Iranians. And finally, the West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt has won a vote of confidence from the West German Parliament today. He had asked for the vote because he said a clear sign was needed that his government had a solid base on which to finish its term and pursue its economic and foreign policies. And the weather, clear spells tonight with a few scattered showers. Overnight temperatures down to around 8 degrees minimum with fresh to strong southerly winds. Tomorrow morning we'll see persistent rain developing in most eastern areas and temperatures falling to below 7 degrees Celsius. That's the Nova News and weather at just 9 minutes past 8.
Radio Nova.
My love, baby. your memory real. I got to know what you need, I got to know what you really feel. And I've been loving you for so long.
Saturday to Old Wesley's International Disco at Donnybrook and celebrate Ireland's great success. Ultra modern and sophisticated, complete with the best sounds around. Over 20s only, members and friends welcome.
Radio Nova!
Rock star, just heavy and ready, don't you ever say long. All ourselves to
Favorites 24 hours a day, 88 FM and stereo on the Mighty 89. Favorites like this one from Meatloaf.
Boom. we go any further? Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me away? Do you love me?
Yeah.
FM and Stereo on the Mighty 890 on AM. It's 39 minutes past 8.
Book your summer holiday now. Exotic places are now within your reach with intercontinental travel. Southeast Asia, Singapore, Bangkok, Penang and Ceylon, or trek America for fun camping holidays. And all intercontinental travel holidays are fully bonded. So for that holiday of a lifetime, contact Intercontinental Travel at Crumlin Cross on 506-888 or Intercontinental Travel at Dunn Stores in Kilnamanor on 520-455. It's the only way to go.
I wouldn't mind if I got it right. It's 32 minutes past 8. Oh dear. For the girls from Arnott's. I've got one coming up for Dave and Mandy in Kimmage and Anne in Cabra from Pat in Crumlin. That's right after this.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your chance of a lifetime to buy at wholesale prices.
Apollo One, Ireland's largest electrical importer, is now offering direct to the public £1 million worth of top brand name hi-fi and video equipment at wholesale prices. Nobody, but nobody can beat them. Hitachi, 3-hour blank video cassettes, Apollo One price £10.50. Video recorders, Grundig, Sanyo, National Panasonic, Sony C5 and C7, from an incredible discount price of £295. Hi-fi rack systems, Shark, Pioneer, Rotel and Marantz, from an amazing £249. 3-in-1 music centres from £125. And Sanyo walk-around stereos at just £69.95. Beat the budget at Apollo One, 57 to 58 Moore Street. Open 7 days a week, including 2 to 6 Sundays.
I'd rather be in Ireland. Radio Nova.
Can't believe it.